Bezer Shem Mizbach, we begin Perek Shvi, the seventh chapter in the Rambam's Hilchos Sha'avai Satumas, the laws of all the other primary categories of Tumas in the Seva Tara in the Book of Purity. In this Perek, Rambam discusses the primary Tumas as relates to food items and to beverages, as Rambam gives Halacha Aleph regarding those that are biblical and those that are rabbinic. Davar Mefurash B'Torah. This is something that's explicit in the Torah, Sha'echolin V'Mashkin Mistamin, that food items and beverages can become Tame. Shemek says the passing in the Yikur. Mikolo Oichel Asher Yo'achel, from all food items that will be eaten, Asher Yovel of Mayim, that water is going to come on it, which is susceptible to tumah now, yit matzik mekam tummy. B'chol mashka asher yishasa, b'chol kli, and regarding any beverage that you drink that's in the vessel, yitma is going to become tummy. Now, ve'ein oichel shenitma metama oichel achim natar. Now, biblically, one food item cannot make another food item tummy. And v'leha mashkan shenitmu metama dav achim natar. Neither does any liquid that become tummy contaminate anything else from biblical law. All we saw that it would become tummy, not necessarily be metama anything else. And that's regarding a food item, another food item, and the beverage, another beverage. Aval medibri seifrim gazru, but for rabbinic law, they decreed, alo eichel hatamei, regarding a tamei food item, shim nogba eichel achar. So although regarding a food item, and beverage, and other things, that biblically, it's not metamei, but rabbinically, they said, shim nogba eichel achar, but touch another food item, then tamo, it is going to make it tamei. Pcheinim noga eichel hatamei, b'mashkin, so too, if let's say, the food item that's tamei touches a liquid, Tmeim is going to be tummy. Now, the einuch mitame kli shenogabay la'oil. But a food item never makes a vessel that it touched tummy. But from the brain, even from rabbinic law, because it only comes tummy from an avatoma. And v'chein gozer alamashkin matmeim. So too, they made a decree regarding the liquids that are tummy. Sheitam achil mamashkim oikeim shenogaben, which in contrast to food items, which we said, although we say it's going to be metame other food items, but that not metame kalim, in contrast, liquids are metame, there they would go to that it's metame food items and other beverages or even vessels that they touch. Halacha beis. Regarding the ways of tumah of mashkim, she'en lecha v'lad tumah, she'metame kalim. As I mentioned before, there's no derivative of tumah besides the primary category, which is not derivative. No derivative is metame kalim. That's the one exception, like we said, in contrast to, let's say, food items, besides tummy liquids. But this tumah is rabbinic. Who, and that is, as long as she oisim mamashkim tmeim, as long as these liquids that became tummy are machmas of me'avas tumah. It's because its origin is from a primary category of tumah. In other words, meaning that which is contaminating these liquids started off from an avatumah, which then it went through the chain, even if it had many links in that chain. For example, let's say these liquids touch an avatama, then touch other, then a vessel, then the vessel touch other liquids, and so on and so forth. The last one is going to have started from an avatama. So what is that coming to exclude? Let's say if these liquids touch a person's hands, which chamo geizer tuma on them, which those liquids will not be metamekam. It's only if it's originated from an avatama. And that's Bein Shal Torah, Bein Shal Brain. Whether that Abu is a biblical or rabbinic, it doesn't make a difference. Now the question is, why did they decree, if generally no liquid, no rishon, nothing contaminates vessels, why did they decree in these liquids that are tummy that should contaminate vessels? It's a gezeirut rabbinic tumah shemashki hazav, because of the liquids that come out of the body of a zav, like his spittle and his urine. Shu'av, which those liquids are an av, and they biblically are metami vessels. Shlomek says the pasuk in it, where it says in the Torah v'chiyara kazav batar, that if the zav is going to spit on a pure person. Explained this in Hilchos Tumah Mishkan Mishum Perek Avol Lichid Halach Tazvav. So because of that, since there are certain liquids that are metami kelim in the Torah, so all liquids are metami. Rabbinically, they're considered as being metami the vessels. Halacha Gimel. Kesher gazru ala mashkin shitam hazakim, when they decreed on the liquids that's going to contaminate vessels. Gazru, they decreed, but sheyu metamei hazakel mitoichem. That's only contaminate vessels from the inside. Kitzar also. So naflu la'avik kli charis, if it fell into the ear space of the earthenware vessel, nitmakule, it all becomes tummy. But eyusheni, and then the vessel becomes a second degree tumah. Now, v'nagu b'shar kelim mitoichem, in contrast to earthenware vessel, which is from its ear space, other vessels is only if it touched, but again, from the inside, metamakulim, it makes it all tummy, v'nasar shneim, and it becomes a second degree tumah. Because the mashkin are considered as the first degree. But let's say the liquid that are tummy touch the outside of the vessel that has an inside. Whether it's an earthenware vessel, whether it's a vessel that can be immersed in a mikvah, klimatkas, or metal vessel, nitmu bavad, then only a outside becomes tummy. And and the outside is going to be a second degree. But v'loinim mataychay, the inside is not tamei. Memedvam, when we say this, is l'truma. Avolakaydish, then we actually do it more severe. Klisha nitma achayiv, the vessel became tamei from the outside. Nitmakuli, the whole thing does become tamei, but a kuli sheni l'tuma, and it's all considered as a sheni for the laws of tamei. Alacha dal kvabian already explained in alacha aleph. Shaychalin in matamei keilim, that food items do not contaminate vessels, even rabbinically. But v'mashkin matam, but liquids we said are matam. Now the question is, v'lama asu b'tumas mashkin hekar zeh. Now, why did we make a differentiation in this tumah of the mashkin? V'lama they said shaklisha nagu mashkin tmeim b'chayrav, that if this vessel touched the tummy liquids from its outside, lo nin matech l'tumah. That for the laws of tumah, it since it does not become tummy. Why are we making that differentiation? Like detail that you know shatumas kelim elum in devrim, that the tumah of these vessels from these liquids that are tummy is only from rabbinic law. What's important to know if it's rabbinic or biblical, to make a differentiation that you know it's rabbinic, because biblically we know there's no difference, and if we differentiate, it must be rabbinic, because you're not allowed to burn truma kachim unless it's tummy. Now, that's only if it's biblically tummy, rabbinically tummy not. So even though we're considering it as tummy, that we don't want to burn that truma kachim, therefore we made the differentiation that you know that it's only rabbinic and not biblical. Halacha Edram continues regarding liquids, we always treat them as a rishon l'tumah. Kvarbian already explained in Hilchos Tumas Mes, Perkei Halacha Ches, Shacholim v'amashkin, regarding food items and beverages, Shenogu b'av me'avos l'tumah, that touch one of the primary categories of tumah, Harim Rishon l'tumah, so it goes down one in transmission, they are considered Rishon l'tumah. V'chein sotim noga oichel ba'adam ha'bekli shenitma ba'av. So let's say the food item touched a person or a vessel that became tummy from a primary category, so that makes that person or that kli into a Rishon, so now the food's touching that, Harim oisa ha'ichel shen l'tumah. Now that food item is a second degree level of tumah. Now, a food item touched this food item, nikur shlish is called a third level of tumah. And if that third one touches a fourth item, a food item, there's a nikur revi l'tumah, it's called a fourth degree level of tumah. Now, the medvah moment, we say this, by cholin is by food items. That's where it keeps on getting lower. Of the mashkin regarding liquids, eche mashkin shenaga b'avatumah, whether the liquid touched an avatumah, or shenaga b'rishon touched a rishon, or shenaga b'rishon touched a sheni, hadi oisa mashkin tchil l'tumah, that liquid is going to be considered as a rishon for the laws of tumah. And umetamis chaveray, and it contaminates its fellow. V'chaveres chaveray, and its fellow. Afilamei, even if there are 100, she'in moyin b'mashkim, because we don't count lower levels as transmission goes along when it comes to liquids. Case of house of the Ram illustrates. If you have yain shenagam avatumah, if you have wine touch a primary category of tumah. Oy b'rishon b'shein doesn't make a difference, or maybe you touch a rishon tumah. Shein tumah doesn't make a difference. Had a yain zay k'rishon tumah. This one's going to be considered like a rishon tumah. That's what I said about touch a kli mixed into sheini. And v'chem nogu yayin zeh b'shem etzot, if this wine touches oil, v'shem b'chalav and oil touch milk, v'chalav b'dvash and the milk touches honey, v'dvash b'mayim and the honey touches water, u'mayim b'yayin necha and the water touches some other wine, v'chem ad lo'il m'sotu and so on, liquid onto liquid into liquid, kulim rishon l'tumah, the old one can say there's a rishon l'tumah. U'ke'ilu kol echa mehem, nitma b'av t'chila, as if each one of them had initially became tumah from an avatumah. V'kulim etam azakim, and therefore they all contaminate came. Like we said, this is the one exception where a kli can become a sheni from, which is only by liquids, by this gzeir drabonim because of a zav whose liquids actually contaminates a kli, not ter. And v'chein kli shenit machir b'mashkin. So if you have a vessel that came tummy from its outside from the liquids, v'no'agu mashkin achir machir yakin matamei, and now other liquids touch the outside of these vessels that are tummy. Afalohi mashkin chulin, even if the liquids were chulin, nasa mashkin machim tchilutam, those liquids, those other liquids, now become a rishon l'tuma. And they contaminate other vessels. And they make those vessels into secondary, second degree levels of tumah. And we talk enough to say that of course those liquids contaminate other food items and liquids because it could even contaminate a vessel. Halacha Vav contains regarding the outside of these vessels that became tummy from liquids. So achayi hakli shenitmu b'mashkin, these outside of the vessel became tummy from liquids. V'nogu eicholim ba'achayi hakli atamei. Now, not liquids, but food items touch the outside of these vessels that are tummy. I feel achli truma, even food items of truma, I didn't term they're going to be tar. The reason for that is shaklisha nitma achayi b'vad, because the vessel that only became tummy from its outside, which we said that's not the primary one, we said it's inside when the whole thing becomes tummy. So when it's only from the outside, which actually we said only the outside becomes tummy, not the inside, those types of tumma of the vessel, in matama es achaylin, that will not contaminate food items, el kodesh bavad, only for that of kachin. The reason for that is, shaklish and machayim, because the vessel becomes tummy from the outside, hadiz a tummy l'kul l'kodesh. That will be considered as totally tummy, the laws of kachin. Kamesh Ran, like we explained this in Halacha Gimel, the thikr mitam erech lakodesh, then we consider it as an entire entity of tumma, like we say that the inside also becomes tummy, and therefore it's going to contaminate food items of hektish. But in general, other food items, since it's a quasi type of tumma, is not going to contaminate the food items in contrast to that of liquids, which are more susceptible to Tumah and always becomes a Rishon, then become Rishon, but four times will not, if it's Truma, unless it's that of Kach.